truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait.
It is time for the final segment of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO, just ahead of Tech Talk and then North Dakota State football, the big game against Northern Iowa. Coming up at kickoff is 2:30, all the pregame stuff, all the postgame stuff. But let's wrap things up. Let's have some fun. Not that we haven't had fun the previous 45 minutes. Let's have more fun, though, and talk with Jeff Katzer of Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service. His appearances sponsored every week by the great supporters at Warrior Boats of Melrose, Minnesota. Hello, Jeff Katzer of Warrior Boats of Melrose, Minnesota. How you doing, buddy?
Well, hello there, Michael McFeely of KFGO Radios in Moorhead and Fargo.
Thank you. I'm doing great. You know what? I'm looking forward to the football game later today, and I know that you're out and about trying to shoot some birds and get some game in the bag for your clients, so we'll make this as quick as we can. I heard a rumor. I heard a rumor that very famous broadcaster Chuck Claremont was one of your clients this week out of Bismarck, North Dakota. Is that accurate?
Do you believe that? I got Chuck Claremont in my vehicle right now as we're talking. Next week, Obama. You know, it's getting better.
Whoa, okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool job I have. I get to meet so many. Well, look, I got to meet you, 2 years ago on the ice? I'm like, who's this slap rock?
Exactly. I'm sorry that you had to do that. I put you through that.
You know what? I hate to say this on the radio. It's been one of the better things that's happened to me in my life. And I thank you guys very much for all that.
Wow.
All these opportunities I get. And I get to see, I get like Doug Scarlevelt from the Chiefs. He comes. And it's just a really cool time of year. And, fall has started. The winds are coming out of the north.
Jeez.
The leading edge of the migration hopefully has started. Swans have started showing up. It's been a difficult hunt in the Ramsey County, Devil's Lake area because the poor farmers, have not been able to get a lot of the crop off. And if they didn't get crop in, the preventative plan really doesn't attract too many birds. So you're really kind of stuck to small areas to hunt. And if you find birds, hopefully you can get on. It's been a little bit more difficult this year.
Well, the weather the last couple of days, yesterday, Friday, we had high wind and all kinds of snow in the western part of the state and some rain. I don't know how much rain you guys got in Devil's Lake, but we got, half an inch varying around here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. But we went from really nice weather to November weather, and we're going to go back to October weather next week. But, this kind of what's going on yesterday and today, as you said, that's going to drive some birds, isn't it? I mean, it's going to get them moving for sure.
We have seen a migration going. We picked up some really nice-looking greenheads and pintails yesterday being Friday. And, it's just the honker. Oh, my God, the honkers have been crazy. I don't know if you've seen any of the posts I put on, but it's like a crazy honker goose season here. We even had a blue goose buzz us in the decoys Friday morning. So, I mean, they're starting to show up, and you can definitely tell the migrating birds. They're up there in the stratosphere in the big V formation, and that's coming. And overnight, it's funny because you'll set up on a field and you'll, when they start coming in, well, wait a minute, I didn't have this many yesterday. What happened here? And then all of a sudden you see all the big orange-footed greenheads come in, and, it's a good time. It really is.
Let's talk just for a minute or two about fishing, Jeff. I don't know what's going on. The weather's been tough the last week or couple weeks to get out fishing. I don't know how much activity's been going on. I know you've been focusing on hunting, but, anybody catching walleyes, perch, anything happen on the big water at Devil's Lake?
Yeah, actually, it's been pretty good. Zippy had some fellows out yesterday. The guides, that's one of the things we do. We do a blast and cast where we guide them for birds in the morning. Then they go out fishing, and they had gotten quite a few fish with Zippy and Pete Harsh, Mr. Killer. Went out. If you got a warrior boat, you can go through this big stuff with no problem.
You knew I was going there because, heck, the wind's been blown out of the north, like you said. And one of the great advantages that you and Zippy and Pete and everybody on staff up there has with a warrior boat is that, you're never going to stay totally dry. I don't think there's a boat made unless it's some sort of enclosed dome boat where you're going to stay totally dry. But Warrior does it about as good as anybody, Jeff.
I've had them all. I got to tell you what, it's a great ride to have. And if anybody ever wants to go for a ride on a very rough day, please call Woodland Resort. I would be happy to take you out in mine, and you will be impressed. it's not just a fun let's go fish tournament kind of a thing for me. It's a tool for my business. I mean, I need to take people out. I need to get them through ugly, just crappy weather. And you know, it blows up here in no time at all. All of a sudden, bam, 6 foot waves. And also, it handles big. You know, I get a lot of big groups in my boat. I'll take four people out in my boat with no problem. And you know, that's the thing I like about it: stable and safe and dry.
I like it too. I've been out in a couple times, and I'm a big fan. I'm a Lund guy. I mean, I drive my Lund. I admit that. But boy, the Warrior boats that you and Zippy and Pete have, and everybody else on staff at Warrior, are fantastic. Very quickly, couple minutes. Do you have a recipe? Give me something to eat this weekend. Give me something.
Oh God, yes. Boys and girls, get a crayon, get a piece of paper. Listen to this one. It doesn't get any easier than this. Shoot a couple of ducks, a goose, or two. Pardon me. Throw some onions in a crock pot. Just lay the bottom layer with onions. Lay your breasts in, duck breasts, that is, in the on the top of the onions. Well, I want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Okay, yeah, we'll let
and then on top of that, this is where it gets tricky. Listen closely. Cherry pie filling. Yes, I said cherry pie filling.
Huh?
Yes, cherry pie filling on top of the duck or goose breasts. And let that simmer all day long, and then email me and let me know how much you loved it, because it is absolutely outstanding. I did the same thing you did. I'm like, what are you talking about? No, it was, I'm going to do it all the time. And your house, it smells like a great big potpourri factory.
Oh, yeah. Give us to it one more time. Go through it one more time.
Yeah. Just take your, just get a normal crock pot of any size, whatever, and just layer the bottom of it so you can't see any of the bottom with onions. Lay duck or goose breast across the top. Here's a couple of things you can do. Just lay them in there, or you can take a fork and poke a whole mess of holes in the breast. And then on top of the breast, you may need two cans. It depends upon how many you put in there. Put cherry pie filling over the top of them. And then just go to work and let them go on medium all day long. Believe me, this is one for the record. But
okay.
This is an epic, epic,
oh,
epic
it's
recipe.
It's monumental and epic. Okay, it sounds different. I like it. It sounds exotic. I like it. It sounds delicious. I'll have to score a couple of duck breasts from you. I'll have to give that a try at the McFeely
House. Absolutely.
All right, man. Hey, we're out of time on this Saturday morning. Thank you, Jeffrey. Jeff Katzer's appearances on Mike McFeely Outdoors, sponsored each and every week, and hopefully for a long, long time, by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. I'm out of here. I'm out of time. I'm going to the Bison game, and I'm going to Itasca State Park tomorrow for my annual leaf pilgrimage with the McFeely family, Michelle, Emma, and yes, Rudy the rescue dog. Maybe I'll see you there. Otherwise, I'll talk to you on Monday on the Mighty 790 KFGO. See ya.
Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I...